Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much of what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sitting having a conversation, and nobody can hear me.
I'm just talking away, so let me start all over again. Bismillahi Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Health and You. And forgive me, I had a good conversation, boy. I guess I was enjoying my own conversation. Nobody heard me, you know, as I was speaking. So I saw those hands pop up. I knew something was wrong when my mic was not open. So as I was saying earlier, the conversation tonight is going to be on you. We're not going to get into, I can't say we can't get into any healthcare because everything is healthcare. I want to have a conversation with the family tonight. And the subject matter tonight is family. The subject matter tonight is this war, this battle that's taking place in our own personal lives. But more importantly, have anybody paid attention? I don't watch much television. When I do, I get a few little tidbits and so forth and so on. But 55 people were shot in Chicago, Illinois. We had mass shootings here in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm from, Atlanta, San Diego, Seattle, L.A., San Francisco, Sacramento, Texas, Baltimore, Memphis, Washington, D.C. What is going on that we can't seem to control our thought processes and our behavior to the point where we have to shoot each other for whatever reason? But the most alarming thing in my research of all the shootings, the average person was 16 years old. Here in St. Louis, out of the people who got shot here, average person that got shot was 15 to 19, done by a 17-year-old. What are you doing out at 1 o'clock in the morning at those particular ages? Once again, family. I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying tonight. We're talking about family. But what I want to do, I want to hear from you. I want to feel and understand what's taking place in your mind. What do you think is happening to us? What do you think is happening to our communities throughout this country? We want your input tonight. We're not going to try to address some of the things that we know is already wrong. We do know what that is. But what do we do about this continuation of a battle that's taking place in our homes, a battle that's taking place in our cities, in our communities, in our state, and nationally for that matter? So we're going to cover some of those areas. And I hope I'm able to tweak some interest tonight. You press one on your phone and get engaged into this conversation because it's all about us. And those of you who are in the studio and those of you who are on the internet, I want you to just take a few minutes as I do this brief monologue and share with you some things that may provoke thought. Call somebody on the telephone. Tell them to get online because we're talking about us. We talk about our families, we talk about our children, we talk about our future, quite frankly. And I want you to get engaged in this conversation tonight. Don't think you don't have anything to say. Know that whatever you have to say will add value to this particular conversation. So of course, we're going to talk about our physical health. Of course, we're going to share some things on our mental health. Of course, we're going to share some things about what's taking place in our society today and why those things are taking place. But we're not going to get medically inclined tonight. We're just going to get in conversation with you. We just want to hear what you have to say, what's going on with you, why our behavior patterns are the way they are. Recently, we've gone through some serious holidays coming up here, and we've gone through Memorial Day. We've gone through graduations. We've gone through Juneteenth. We're getting ready to go through now the 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. All these things are getting ready to come. But I'm going to share some things with you tonight that you're going to have to really, really be careful because this war is strategic. This war is broad. It covers almost every aspect of your life. But what you're going to find out in the course of this conversation tonight is what happened to us, not what's wrong with us. Something happened. Something happened, ladies and gentlemen. And we need some answers. And we can start right here. Talking to each other. You could talk to someone when you get off the telephone. You can pick up the telephone and have conversations with your family members, which we need to do. Why aren't we having conversations among our family? And why are our families so separated? Why do we have so many different mindsets and so many different concepts and so many different philosophies? Like, we really know what's going on. The average one of us don't even know that we don't live in a democracy. Most of us don't know how our bodies work, our brain works. Most of us don't know a lot of things, but yet we get a wonderful conversation, a studious conversation about what we think and where did that thinking process come from. Where do those culture ideas come from? Where do those political ideas come from? Where do those economic ideas come from? More importantly, how have we been affected by the education system in this country? I'm going to read something real quickly to you from one of my favorite past brothers in our community, Carter G. Woodson. Between him and Booker T. Washington, Frederick Douglass, I don't know which one of them had the biggest impact, but I do know one thing. Each one of them were congruent, even though they were talking about different things, but it was all part of the system. And that's what we talk about here, the science of the system of health, the science of the system of who you are. So we can get to the bottom of this. Maybe we can have some answers. Maybe we can talk to a neighbor or a friend or a relative, and they just say one word that may change their thinking process. We don't know. And because we don't know that we don't know, that we really have a problem in conversation. And it may be why sometimes when we're on the line that you don't raise your hand, you don't press one on your phone because you think you don't have anything to say, because you think we're a little bit too heavy or saying things that you don't know about. Let's just drop that tonight. Let's become friends. Let's become family. Let's have a great conversation. Y'all always use the term a fireside chat, if you want to refer to it as that. But just have a kick your shoes off. Pick up the telephone. Call somebody. Text somebody. And telling them to get on, because your input is desperately needed, because we find ourselves in dire straits. We find ourselves in a really battle for our lives. I want you to understand this. How can one city over a weekend have 55 shootings in one neighborhood? The shootings here in St. Louis, two blocks away from me. Downtown St. Louis, two blocks, 15-year-olds, 16-year-old, 2 o'clock in the morning. What in the world are you doing out that late at night? Where are your parents? Who are your parents? And were your parents out with you? Because some of these 15 and 16-year-old kids have mothers who 30, 31, 32. And they're trying to be youth too, trying to be children too, because they don't even realize that they missed their childhood by being impregnated or having a child at an early age and not having a father around. Our existence is at stake. I want to share something with you real quick. Most of us probably don't know this word. I'm going to refer you to it. Subprime replacement. Subprime replacement theory. I'm going to say it one more time. Subprime replacement theory. And I'm going to talk about that as soon as I get read this quote from Carter G. Woodson, which is one of my, as I said before, my favorite family members in our history. He says, he said this in 1933. Let me show you how relative this is, how important, how powerful our brothers were in the past. And you know what? We've already done it already, what we're getting ready to talk about tonight. We've done this before, but something happened. We're not going to get technical. We're not going to get heavy. We want to talk about it because you're going to have to share this with somebody. Because if you plan to be here, if you expect your children to be around, your grandchildren to enjoy life, you better get the information in your head and learn how to communicate. So let's start tonight by pressing 1 on your phone. And those of you who are on the Internet, 714-816-4673. You may want to call in and ask a question and get back on the Internet. And those of you who just want to text me, if you're on the Internet and you just have a question, you don't want your voice heard, 650-669-0458. 650-669-0458. Quite a few listen. He says, those who have no record of what their foreparents have accomplished, those who have no record of what their forefathers have accomplished, lose the inspiration which comes from the teaching of their biographical history. Let me read that one more time. Those of you, those who have no record of what their foreparents have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the teaching of biography and history. That's a good start. You can start with that quote and have a discussion about that. But let me get to this one piece that I started off with. And Abdul Shahid, I know you're on, and I'm going to open your mic up currently so we can be ready to start talking. We're not going to get medical today, but everything we talk about is medical. We're going to change the language a little bit. And we're going to just share some things. So if you have any input as I do this monologue, please feel free to input. I'm just trying to set the stage because our family life is in jeopardy. Our community life is in jeopardy. Our future in this country as an ethnic group is in jeopardy. And we're not helping to be around. We're hurting our chances of existing in the near future. So let me just give you a chance and give you the greeting, my brother. I know you all, so you know, kick in anytime you like.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to get this conversation on, brother Abdul.
You're doing excellent.
I need everybody on the line to push one. Everybody who's on the Internet, call that number, 650-669-0458. This is serious. Our lives. How can I say this? Your life is in jeopardy. And there's so many different components that will make sure you're not here. Now, I know most of us are probably not afraid of death, but guess what? I want to live a little bit. I want to contribute a little bit more. I want to be a part of this thing called the gross national product of this country. I want to contribute to this organ of this country and build community life for myself and for my children and for my ethnic group. And we're on the brink of not even having an ethnicity at this point because the way we're going right now. So let me just share with you that subprime replacement theory that I was talking about. This is locked in nature. This is not me talking. It's not America talking. This is nature talking to you. How do a group of people sustain themselves? They have to replace themselves. And we talk about that when we talk about one of our systems, one of the 11 systems that make us who we are, the reproduction system. If you can't reproduce, how long are you planning on being here? So the work has been done. The research has been done. They say that unless each woman of childbearing age produces 2.1 children that lives to be 15, then your ability to stay on this planet is no longer in existence. It's a slow process. You're being targeted to be eliminated. Hear me again. Each woman of childbearing age must produce 2.1 children per woman that reaches the age of 15 to continue your growth and development in this country. Now, somebody knows this, but it's very apparent that we as African-American people don't know it because we're too busy blowing each other's brains out. Knowing that your existence as a human being, as an ethnic group, is in jeopardy of being non-existent. I know that sounds kind of strange to you. But this is the research. This is the work, the science that's being done on you, just like it was done on the Aztecs, just like it was done on the Mayans in South America, in the Aztecs in Mexico. Don't you know these people already know this information? I couldn't even give you this quote unless somebody knew this. And so if I want to get rid of you, All I have to do is stop you from growing and developing, and I got to take your mind from you first. Do you know someone tricked you? And do you know what the trick is? Because if you don't know what the trick is, you would never figure it out. A trick has been played on our behavior patterns. And all type of resources and tools have been used, and we talk about it every single Tuesday on why we're thinking the manner in which we're thinking, why we're behaving in the manner we're behaving, but we're just not listening ethnically as a group. I'm not saying those who are on the line are not listening, because I know you sharing this information with your relatives, with your friends. I know I do. I have children, and I have 11 grandchildren. Ladies and gentlemen, I want them to have a productive life. What are we going to do about this war, about this battle? We're going to talk a little bit about it. I want you to start pressing one on your phone. I'm waiting on you now. We're going to have this conversation tonight. From 1980 to 2008, 52% of the homicides in this country were committed by us. 1980 to 2008. 52% of all homicides in this country were created by us. 35% of all the jail inmates look like you and I. We're dying at the rate of AIDS more so than anybody else. We have lost 1,000 children a day from 1973 to 2008 on abortion. 1,000 children a day to abortion. We're on a collision course, ladies and gentlemen. We are on a collision course of something that we just sit back here and watch television and have fun and shake our little thing, go out and do our thing, eat everything, partying, running all over the place, trying to make it work and think we got some job that's going to last forever. And we're not even paying attention to ourselves. We're not paying attention to our families. We're not paying attention to our community. The abortions, I can't even imagine for that long that from 1973, 19 million abortions have happened in our community. We have lost 19 million African-American children since 1973. And guess what? If we multiply that times three, how many would it be? Would we be the minority in this country? And the answer is no, we wouldn't. But somebody has a scheme who put together something that caused our brains to just be dysfunctional because our minds not to think correctly. And you know it's a fact because we know we have children and grandchildren who don't even act like we used to act. Smart mouths. They know everything. Can't tell them nothing. You know it's in your family. You know good and well there's people in your family, children in your family, that if you did this 30 years ago, they'll smack the taste out of your mouth. And you couldn't dare call the police on them. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We're in a war. We're in a battle. Somebody tricked you. Do you know what the trick is? Age. Epidemic level. We're losing and dying like crazy. Accidents. Heart attacks. Cancer. Poison in our bodies. Drugs, diabetes, cocaine, homosexuality messes with our subprime replacement theory rate because two women can't produce a child and two men can't produce a child. So you add all that together, how many children are we losing every single year? What does that look like? Now you have this mental disposition that we have, the educational system in our country. It's just out of whack because it's somebody else's education and not ours. Here we are worrying about, can I vote? In 1964, 1965, that should have been a no-brainer. Now all of a sudden, it's coming back? stopping you from voting, telling you what you can learn in school, our economic situation. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't pay attention to artificial intelligence, they've already predicted there's going to be 100 million jobs lost because of artificial intelligence in the next 10 to 15 years. Is your job one of them? What is artificial intelligence? We too busy watching artificial television, listening to artificial music, having artificial relationships. You too busy doing things that have nothing to do with your existence on this planet. Let's have this conversation, y'all. Come on now, press one on your phone. Let's talk about that. What do we have to do? You have input. How many drug addicts? How many diabetes patients? How many liver conditions, kidney problems? The only thing that we have on this planet Earth is our bodies. And we walk around with it 24/7 and don't know how it works. But Abdul, help me, man. Help me. I hope you're feeling me. We are in a war, and we don't have any weapons, especially mental weapons. Whew. Help me out, bro. Because it's really
yes,
hard.
Sir. Yes, sir. You're doing an excellent job, Brother Rashid.
It's so scary. It's so scary what's taking place, Brother Abdul. I don't know how many people got shot down in Atlanta, but 55 people in Chicago in the black neighborhood.
It's too many, Brother Rashid. It's not just on Juneteenth Day. It's every day. It's every day. Three or four people got killed today. It's every day, wow. Brother Rashid. It's not going to let up. That's the problem. It's going to get worse. People's brain are impoverished. Ooh. That's the key.
Man,
brain is impoverished.
Yes, sir. I mean, brother, just
impoverished
this
brain.
You know, and when you say that, you know, that's kind of defined a little bit. You know, because impoverished brain. You know, what does that mean to me? What does that
mean? It
means
that the person. It means that the person does not know how to nourish the brain, and what it takes to nourish the brain. The brain is made of brain cells, neurons, and all brain cells and every other cell that make up our body must be nourished. They must receive nutrients and resources to work properly. Otherwise, they're going to malfunction. You know, our body already composed of 75 to 100 trillion cells, over 200 cell type. And our brain is the command center. And if those brain cells are compromised or you can't produce them or if they are shrinking, and you don't know what it takes to nourish them, the food that the person is eating contains no nutrients. You already made that point. It's not in the food.
You know,
and then what kind of water are they drinking?
Yes, sir.
What kind of fruit are they eating? It's not complicated.
What kind of vegetable are they eating?
Are they eating the vegetable raw? Do they eat nuts and seeds? Do they know what kind of salt to cook with? Do they know what kind of oil to cook with? Do they know how to cook their meats? All these things are no, no, and no, and no. Do we know that the mother set the pattern? The mother is the principal foundation force for the child, so the child will have a good start or a false start. It starts with the mother. All babies share the blood of this mother. If the mother has dirty blood, filthy blood with garbage in it, toxic metal in it, and chemicals in it, it's going to also circulate to the baby. Now, there's a lot that we can say about this subject. The baby start off with a compromised nervous system, three of them.
Right.
How are you going to get better as time goes by when the person knows absolutely nothing about health?
Yes, indeed. That's the only way to say it. You know, absolutely nothing about health. And we can't, we shouldn't get offended by that. We really shouldn't be because we didn't know. You know,
right,
nobody
but
ever
we have to own
this.
It now, Brother Rashid. We have
yes,
to
sir.
Own it now. We didn't know.
Yes,
we made
sir.
Mistakes. Nobody taught us. But now we have to own it. We have to take full responsibility. This is where we start correcting the problem. Until we accept full responsibility for our reality here on this planet, here in these yet-to-be United States of America, we must accept full responsibility. Nobody's coming to save us. That's the bad thing. We're waiting for somebody to do something.
Yes, sir. In saying that, you know, this is what I – in saying that, in the fact that most of us didn't know or don't know, this is a difficult task, and you have to be willing, as you talk about earlier, about the mind and the heart being in collaboration with each other, in conjunction with each other, working with each other. And, you know, so you have to really want this. So what I'm doing or trying to do each and every week is just provoke thought. I want you to think about what you don't know. Don't worry about what I'm saying. If you don't know what I'm saying, then you know you're in a bad situation. The human body is a biological machine made up of a body system that we have no idea how it works.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to accept the fact we don't even know, and don't be ashamed to say you don't know. And because if I ask anybody, tell me what it feels like to feel good, what would the conversation be? What does it feel like to feel good? What a simple question. Such a simple question. You know, most of us can't even answer that question. And that's a shame, and we got to understand what makes this body work. And where you get there from, the doctor's not going to tell you. There's no school that we go to to share it with us. But yet, you're on this phone on Tuesday, and most of the people on the phone, most of them, they're not the first time. You have some newbies on the phone. But this is what I want to say. How can you listen to us and not drag your child, not drag your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your grandchild? Listen to these simple words. We're dying. Now, how can you face that and look at your child and say, my baby's dying? Is they're dying because of what somebody else is doing to them. Now, you have been empowered to save their life.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power when you know how to apply it. How can we do it? Now, I hope people don't start hanging up because we're just real. We're in a war and we have no weapons. No weapons. I got a gun in my house. Ain't got nothing to do with it. You could be mentally dead, walking dead, and don't even know you're dead because you don't know how to stay alive. Oh, my man.
Brother Rashid, our weapon is our brain, and we are not doing a good job of taking care of it.
Yes, sir.
Our defense mechanism is our intellect, our intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what it takes to produce intelligence.
Yes, sir.
That's all. We have to start here. We have to admit and take full responsibility for our situation. Nobody's going to save us but us. We have everything we need inside of us to solve every problem. So inside of us, we have to learn how they operate, how they work, and what we have to do as individuals. Start with each and every one of us on this call. Symptomatic
science. Newfound science. Yes, it's a newfound science of personal and social psychology. Here, we're being given, through the great research of the American School of Symptometry, a newfound science for personal and social psychology. You can take this and do a psychoanalysis on your own self. This education and this information allows you the opportunity to analyze and do research on yourself. Am I well? No. Am I eating the right food? No. Am I drinking the right water? No. Well, let's stop right there. Let's change it. You see what I'm saying? That's a whole new psychology, Brother Abdul. And
we have
to take advantage
of it. On our own for ourselves.
Yes. You got to want to, though. You got to want to. Let me
that will put us in
a
much better situation to come up with solutions. Without doing
this. Can you? Hey, you know, our children, see, once again, right back to our children, brother. Right back to our baby. You know, Right back to our baby.
And like I said previously, it starts with the mother. Mm-hmm. How does it start with the mother? Every baby depends on its mother's blood for its growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many impurities and too many toxic metal in the mother's blood. The baby will also have some of the mother's blood impurities in him or her. It is these mm-hmm. maternal blood impurities that will prevent cell nourishment in the baby's organ, including the brain.
Mm.
We're just going to the root of it, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Too many people on this planet are mentally ill. When you look at how children are born, how many of them are born mm-hmm. healthy? In the world, about 1%, Brother Rashid.
Wow.
In the world, not here in the United States, we're talking about. We're talking about in the world. About 1% of them are born healthy. And as they grow, as that 1% grows, their disease become mostly concentrated on their brain, on their skin, on the adrenal gland, etc. Why? Because they continue to experience the consequences of dirty blood from their mother. And there's a bacteria in all of us that we're born with called Streptococcus.
Right.
These consequences would manifest as mental illnesses, Brother Rashid, due to impaired neuronal connectivity. Now, you would never have a psychiatrist or a psychologist speaking like this. But they have never cured mental illness either. They had 1,700 years to do it. And they hadn't cured the first one.
Right.
They use drugs. And drugs do not work in a human being. They're for trauma and emergency to save the person's life. That's what they're good for. After that, you can't live on them.
Right.
You have to get to the root of the matter. And it is dirty blood.
You know, I think you said a mouthful there, you know, and when you think about it, a child being born at an early age is totally dependent on what the mother takes in. If the mother's smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, if your mother's
Absolutely.
Eating wrong food, and the blood is contaminated, but yet that same blood is processing itself through your child, you know, and those
over
cells
and
in
over
development.
And over and over.
Yeah.
And no one is cleaning it. And there's certain times that knows how to clean it.
So
knows
no
how to remove these blood impurities. And there are four methods that cytometry uses to remove the blood impurities. Come to cytometry for pregnancy management, and you know exactly what you should be eating, consuming, and what you should be avoiding. Produce the energy necessary to produce a baby. Take energy to build the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Energy.
You know, whoever told us these things, man. You know, can't, you know, we just run around having sex and producing, getting women pregnant. And nobody's ever told us the process. The process of
but what
birth.
We have to do.
It's a phenomenal.
We take it too much for granted,
you know? You know, but it's lack of understanding.
Here's what we think. We think health is guaranteed to every person just because they are born human. That's what we think.
Right.
Health is not guaranteed to anyone. You have to work at it. You have to know some things. You have to know the rules. You have to know the laws, the universal laws, the natural laws, the physics laws. We take too much for granted. We think just because the baby's born and we got five toes on each foot, and five fingers on each hand, that's what we look for, and we think that's a human. It's laughable, Brother Rashid. That's not being human.
Yeah.
The human is yet to be born after the baby gets here. The human is yet to come forward. Most of the time, the human never come forward in the person.
Wow. You know, that's where we are today. So let me tell you, young ladies and men who are on the telephone and on the internet, this is IWGM Radio, and I am Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show. And I started off letting people know that we're going to talk about this battle, and that battle of oneself, and this battle in our communities and our families. We're in a war without any weapons. We don't have the tools or the resources, the mental capabilities, or even trying to get out of it. We don't have the wherewithal or the desire. You know, see, as you were talking, I was thinking about if the brain is impoverished, then all the bipolarism, all the irritability, the hysteria, the anxiety, the fear, all those things
yes.
began to accumulate in your being. And I think one of the tendencies, the suicidal tendencies, has to come also with lack of brain functionality.
Absolutely.
I think it's called serotonin, and we have acetylcholine and melatonin. But how many of us even know what they are and how to ensure and make sure that our brain and our body gets this type of thing? You know, and I have to read this to you. I had one of those weeks where it's like everything I picked up or everything I ran into told me something about the one key element, and that's food. Now, I'm going to talk about China, but at the same time, China is just like America. And there's 160 countries that will not accept certain things from China. And yet, China is one of the biggest importers of the things I'm going to talk about to the United States of America.
Yeah.
And it's already known what those things are and what's in those particular things that are causing our health problems. And then, so what made me realize was this: China don't like America.
Exactly.
America don't like China. How in the world are you have this relationship and you don't think they're trying to poison or do something to you that gets you off this planet? So look at this, man. I did not know 42% of all the canned peaches come from China.
It's amazing.
The cans, it's full of lead. The cans are full of lead. That leak into the peaches, and it causes appetite problems, diarrhea, weight loss, muscle weakness, memory loss,
absolutely.
And kidney health. In a can of peaches.
In
those little cups
eating in the first place.
In them little cups of peaches that we send our kids to school with for lunch. You know,
yes.
Not knowing that that syrup that's in there is toxic.
Yes.
It's a preservative.
High fructose corn syrup.
And then they got the canned tuna that comes from China. Now, but when I read this stuff, Jewel, and they told me how the tuna is born and raised and the things that go into it, the preservatives they put into it, it made me sick to the stomach.
I know it did.
And you're buying this stuff, and you're selling it to us, then you know already China's doing this to you. Now, let me give you a couple more before I let you go. I'm going to let you get into it because you're going to get you when I say something to say. Black pepper. Black pepper that comes from China. It got mud pellets. It's not even pepper. Mud pellets. You looking at a little black pepper. You know, you think that's pepper. It's not even pepper.
Rice, Brother
Mushroom.
Rashid, that's plastic. Plastic,
you know,
in the rice.
Then, there you go. That's one of them, too. Now, I'm going to read them off to you. Synthetic resin is in the rice. They call nodules of plastic.
Yep.
Garlic. Beef. Pork. Here's what got me. You think you're eating beef, and it's pork modified. Coming from China.
That's why sometimes we call it garbage.
Pork modified. And he said, how do you know pork? Okay. Where you get that meat from? You didn't even ask the question. Apple juice has arsenic in it. Apple juice causes skin diseases and throat problems and lung problems. But the watermelons that they sent over here, oh, my goodness. Eggs with paraffin wax, soy sauce, you know, milk with melamine in it, which causes kidney inflammation. Teeth with dirty toxic chemicals that's in the teeth. And here's what got me. If you're getting your lard from China, they have a toxin in it where they arrested in 2016 900 sellers of lamb beef. the rest of them. Because what they have in the so-called lamb and cod and the oils, and here's the one that give me, I'm going to let you go with this one. Oil. Used oil being recycled, boiling the fat of the meat and the bone and filter it and sell it as new soil. I mean, new oil. Who is this devious? Now, if you know America, is, they know it's being done. But here's the thing. Don't you think it's being done here, too?
Absolutely.
Do you really think these people are telling you that we are growing food with genetically modified seeds? And then the CD come out and tell you this. They say, I have, just one thing. Your body can't even process the genetically modified seeds. Not cool. Come on, man. So we want to open these lines up. I hope I said enough for you guys to want to have a conversation with us tonight. We're not here trying to tell you anything other than the fact we need to have a conversation tonight. We have crime is running rampant. Family members are dying. We need to find out what do we need to do to sustain our lives here on this planet, and what do we need to do to sustain our lives in our own families. Our own families are having problems. So open up. Press one on your phone, and I'm opening the line up. But what I do want you to understand, let's have a discussion. What do you think we need to do as a community? And I gave you the sub replacement rate. If you didn't hear this, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who just came on the phone, I'm going to repeat it a little bit. The subprime replacement rate. We are dying and becoming extinct. So I'm saying this question to you. In 20 years, if this continues, the African-American community as we know it will not be in existence because of the 19 million abortions that have taken place since 1973, because 25% of AIDS patients were dying. We're dying from AIDS. We're dying from accidents. We're dying from heart disease, cancer. We're dying from drugs, diabetes, cocaine, homosexuality. We can't reproduce ourselves at this rate. We can't do it. 52% of the homicides in this country is us killing each other. 35% of all jail inmates look like you and I, and they have a crazy statistic in the last 6 to 10 years, more women are going to jail than ever before in the United States of America.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on, let's have a conversation. Now, press one on your phone. Those of you, I got a couple from the internet, and I'll be able to ask this question for you. But I want you to kind of just take some of the things that I said about the food and importing, exporting, and don't you think they talk about China? But guess what? They don't want nothing to do with American food either overseas. But they sell it to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exorbitant prices, and it's not even meat. They got this glue. They chop this pork up and chop this beef up and they glue it together as a patty. And you think you're eating beef or eating a steak. It's glued together with glue. And we eat it.
Amazing.
It truly is amazing. We do have a hand raised right now. And we're going to take this opportunity to hear what our radio audience is wanting to ask. And we'll get to the internet. We have two texts from the internet. And once again, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health and you. This is Rashid Salam and Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Symptometry. So we want you to 41258, please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. I'd like to ask the brother also, not only does it have to do with what the woman puts in her body, what she looks at, what she, everything while she's carrying a baby, but also in the brother's sperm, what he does also has to do with the child, what happens to the child also. If he's drinking and drugging and fooling around with other women and whatever or if he has a previous history of heavy drugs like crack and cocaine and heroin, all that stuff. All that stuff goes into his sperm. And even though that sister could be eating healthy and all that, if that brother's got all that kind of stuff in his sperm, then the child, maybe if it comes out looking right, think that everything's right, but later on, maybe it's sterile, can't produce children from this sperm. It has a lot to do with what's in that brother's sperm, DNA, GNA, past life, present life, all of that mixed together. Assalamu alaikum.
Megan, listen, we're going to definitely thank you for calling in and just press one on your phone so we get out the queue. And I'm going to have him answer that particular question because, you know, even though he wasn't trying to jack the ladies up because it's a two-way street here. She can't get pregnant without him. So what I'll do, you want to address that question for her?
She's absolutely correct. You know, but we can't overlook the obvious. We can't overlook the obvious. It takes two to have a baby. You're absolutely correct.
That's
the quality
right.
of the man's sperm. You can't overlook. You can't overlook that. The quality of the man's sperm. It could be excellent. But the mothers have blood impurities, and she's not removing those blood impurities, and she's not eating scientifically, and all these things. She do not have the nutrients to build the baby. Well, the rest is going to be history.
Right.
You know, that 5 years, the mother and the father need to be eating scientifically.
Mm-hmm.
They need to come to cytometry and learn what it takes to have a healthy baby. They need a certified cytometry health course to work with them. Especially if they don't know anything about health and where health comes from. All these things, you're absolutely correct. The mother should be eating scientific, living scientific. The quality of the mother attitude, her attitude, and her support system, whether she's around negative people all the time or not. All these things, sure, it makes a difference. The quality of the family supporting her. Supporting him. Do we have those things in place?
Right.
Do we have those things in place? Most of the time, the father's not even there. Once he leaves the sperm, he's gone.
Right.
And we have mothers who don't even know who the father is.
Right.
So we can point finger, but we're not here for that.
Well,
we have to start
saying
somewhere. So let's start with the mother.
Yeah, she made a good point.
And then she can be more selective. Once she knows what's happening to her and what's happening to the baby, she can become more selective.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
not just lay down wherever Tom, Dick, and Harry, if you understand my language.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's that mental health.
She has to make
again.
A decision, too. Who's she going to lie down with? Is she going to be married first?
Right.
No, this thing has gotten so far out of control, Brother Rashid. I guess we can start almost anywhere and begin to think about solutions.
Yep.
But we have to start somewhere. Let's start with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Get her straight. And she will straighten out everything else. I guarantee you, if we remove those blood impurities from her brain, she will straighten out everything else. Her attitude will change.
Mm-hmm.
And she will be more particular about the person she's going to be sleeping with.
Yes, sir. You don't put that with no
so let's get real. We're not here to point fingers. We have to come up with solutions.
Yeah. Right.
That's been our problem.
Praise God.
Let's come up with solutions. We're saying cytometry has the solution. Then when are we going to start using cytometry?
Right.
So we can save our children, Brother Rashid.
Right.
The problem with children are adults. The problem with children, we ask what's wrong with the children, is adults. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
When we change our thinking, then our children will change their thinking.
That's powerful.
You asked the question, why would a child under 18, under 16, be outside at 2 o'clock, 2 a.m.? We know nothing happened good 12 a.m. in the morning. Nothing happened good there in the streets.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Well, here's a question, and I could answer this for the young lady asked me about. She goes to these Chinese herb stores and she gets this ginseng and table salt and stuff like that. You know, so and I can answer though, but the pesticides and the danger, in the pesticides and ginseng and table salt. And it's not really table salt. I think they call it industrial salt, but they sell it as table salt. And we wound up buying it. And let's not even have this conversation that they had several years ago in China. They told China to quit sending the baby formula over here. But when they messed with the dogs, they raised more hell about the dog baby dog
Absolutely.
Food than they did about
the dog
baby food
from China.
And it was a big one. Well, y'all gonna have to quit doing that. How you know they stopped? Like you open up the can and checking it out every time they bring it here? I mean, the melamine, excuse me, the melamine that's in, it's used in plastic.
All of the spices and stuff that they bring over here for seasoning, it has coal tar derivative, Brother Rashid, the same tar that's on the highway. They use them as preservatives. Mm-hmm. They do not waste anything.
Yeah.
And we get the tars from over there, children tars, painted with lead paint.
Yep.
Come on now.
I found that out about 15 years ago, those little cars that all our babies be playing with, sticking in their mouths, putting their hands on them, having fun, and have lead in them.
Yes.
You know, and so I just have never understood. Here's a country that you guys fighting on nuclear power. Here's a country that you guys fighting over. Here's a country who buying up all your debt. Every time you go into debt, China's the one buying that. They buying that paper.
Yes.
But you let them poison your community, your people? I mean, they literally are poisoning the people in this country.
Every
and,
day.
So as I look at this import-export types of things that's going on, and I look at, you know, we all know corn ain't no good, you know, and I just had no idea that 65% of the shrimp in America comes from China.
And we shouldn't be eating it.
And it has a banned chemical that nowhere in the world will accept this chemical in the food. And America's got 65% of their come on. Tilapia. You know, cabbage. You better find out where this stuff is coming from. You don't know what you're eating today, and you're consuming stuff, and you may have an allergic reaction to one of these chemicals that's in this food, and you go to bed at night, as you say, and don't wake up the next day. Oh, he
don't
died
wake
from natural cause.
That's what the card is going to say, but we know what he died from. He was poisoned.
Isn't that something?
Sometimes you have a list of food to eat, and the other you should avoid.
And
most of those food that's on recall, the one that you're talking about, sometimes they recommend not even eating them at all. You wouldn't have that problem if you had the list.
Right. So this is for all
people don't believe what you're saying. They don't believe it.
No, they don't.
We think somebody's going to save us, Brother Rashid. We're going to save ourselves. That's the moral to the story. We have to save ourselves. We have to become more and more intelligent.
Yeah. They sold us this big lie that we just think anytime someone who talks to you about reality that you don't like or become distasteful to your thought process, you don't want to hear it. And you reject it until masterfully it ain't no good. Now, here we're talking about this almost 2 years. We've been talking about the very things that I'm sharing with people tonight. This stuff is on recall, ladies and gentlemen. They say don't buy no beef from Walmart. They killed 1 million turkeys in February and March of this year. Why? Because they all had a disease. A 500,000 cattle because they all had a disease. The eggs were contaminated. Everything was contaminated. And how often have we said, on Senate Document 264 in 1936, that they've said that the soil is depleted of all its minerals. If the soil is depleted, the plants are depleted. And we eat the plants, and the cows eat the plants, and we turn around and do what? We get sick from the very same thing that the cows get sick from.
Yes.
You know, like cow have diseases. They kill the cow. Guess what? They didn't get rid of the disease. You're still eating the disease that's in the cow. Or that's in
the
chicken.
And the plants have diseases.
Oh, boy, I tell you, you know, so we wonder why our killings are on the rise. We wonder why things are happening in our community. You stand there, oh, what's wrong with these kids? What's wrong with these children? What happened to these children?
And sometimes most of us as parents are responsible. So we don't take responsibility to take care of our children, our family, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews. Guess what? All those people are part of the community. So if we destroy the individual, we destroy the family. We destroy the family, we destroy the community. And what's taking place across this country right now? Mass shootings up the yang in our community. We're not even talking about what these crazy other people are doing. We're not even talking about them when 52% of all the homicides is us shooting up. What's wrong with the picture? So press 1 on your phone if you have some content or have some information. Don't be scared to say something, because you may say something like my sister was just talking about. What about the men? And she's right. You know, she's absolutely right. What about
the men? Yeah, she is.
You know, so let's have this conversation. This conversation is not for myself and Abdul to just get into. We're trying to provoke some thought. We want you to begin to think a little bit differently about how and what you do. Don't get on this line and start doing the same thing after you listen to our program. Go back and have something you know good. What we just talked about, what isn't good for you? I don't care what your taste buds say. You know, I don't care what your taste is. If you're not supposed to eat it, don't eat it. And you'll find yourself feeling a lot better. Your taste buds will automatically change if you just quit doing something, mind over matter. I know you heard that before. Nurturing versus nature. These patterns are going to have to change. And it starts with the mental capability. You know, we always try to talk about relative things. But even though we talk about the relative things, Brother Abdul, we still talking about the same thing that we've been talking about for a year and a half on this line.
Absolutely.
What you consume, what you drink, and what you breathe is killing you. Unless you
Absolutely.
Know how to do what? Clean your system out.
Clean your system.
Man, I don't have enough money. Well, if you quit eating some of the stuff that we're paying for, if you quit going out to eat, you'll find out that you save a lot of money when you change your diet and not buying the same old foods that you've been eating, like the strawberries, blueberries, and blackberries, and the peanuts, and all that kind of stuff.
You don't need to be eating in the first place.
So just add it up. Add up the things that you used to buy that you don't buy anymore. I've done it. I mean, I got extra money to do things I need to do because I changed my diet.
Absolutely.
I've changed the diet. So we've got to think about, how do we get this information? What do we incorporate this into? In our life skill programs, in our educational programs, in our churches, in our schools, in our mosque, in our temple? What are we going to have to do? So I want your input, ladies and gentlemen. Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. Give us your input. Give us some assistance and aid and help. We're just having a conversation. It's about your day. It's about the science of you and the science of your health. Now, if you're interested and you love yourself, I think you don't have any problem talking about yourself, because I know I don't. I know what my shortcomings are. I know what I need to do. But more importantly, I love my children, I love my grandchildren, and I love my people. How do we stop the violence? How do we stop the shooting? It's easy.
Yes.
It's not hard. It's a behavior mm-hmm. pattern change. How does the behavior
That's
pattern
right.
change? We're talking about it right now. We're talking about it as we speak. So get involved in the conversation. Those of you who are in the queue, and those of you who are on the internet, 650-669-0458, and those who are on the queue, just press 1 on your phone and give us your input. If what I'm saying and what we're saying today just resonates with you, if you appreciate the conversation, press 1 on your phone. Get a brother degree. Well, what the kid said, he's dropping it like it's hot. You know, he's telling you about you, how you function, how you work. You may not get the linguistics. You may not get the language. You may not know what neurons and all that stuff is, but guess what? You can have an opportunity to find out.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here. Those of you who are on drugs, you're going to have to talk about this a little bit. 42% of all prescriptions cause cancer. Now, if I'm saying something wrong, but I'm doing you help me with this. Millions live with side effects, and they don't have to, taking pharmaceutical drugs.
Prescription drug is the number four killer and cause of death in America. 1.9 million people on medicine are dying from bad drug reaction each year. He didn't die because he had diabetes, because he had prostate cancer. He died from a bad drug reaction. 1.9 million people who are on medication pass away each year in this country. Now, you add that to the drug replacement rate that we talked about earlier, the subprime replacement rate. If we don't produce, each woman in our community do not produce 2.1 children that live to age of 15, we will become extinct. And guess what the food does, ladies and gentlemen? Destroys the immune system, destroys the reproductive system. All our women who go into jail are being sterilized and don't even know it. All our men who go into jail are being sterilized and don't even know it because you're eating food that's unfit for human consumption. So don't you think something, did it ring a bell, what I'm saying? We're not going to be here in 25 years. This is the only time when I heard somebody say something that really made me mad, telling us that your children will not outlive their parents.
Absolutely.
I was pissed off. Now,
and they're correct.
What we're talking about right now, you can see what they're saying. If you
exactly.
are 13 to 14 years old and you got diabetes too, and within 25 years you won't be here in a normal state because you're on statin drugs. These people are already planning this, and I'm not talking about
Absolutely.
Nobody. It's our responsibility to be responsible for self. The greatest battle that we're ever going to have, what? It's the battle with oneself, and that's what we're talking about on Tuesdays here. You're battling. You don't even have a pot to piss in. He's my lane.
You're absolutely correct, Brother
Rashid. Fighting the war and don't have any weapons. And you're just walking towards them. Take this, take that, eat this, eat that. Read this, read that, look at this, look at that. Listen to this, listen to that. Destroying our five senses. Totally and completely. And that's all we are is the culmination of our life experiences. And your five
senses
present that. If all your five senses are distorted, what do you expect your children to be distorted as well? So, that's one on your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, light the keyboard up. Light it up. I know you have something to say. I know you have a comment to make. Don't sit back and listen to us. We're not here for us. We're here for you. And this conversation that we're having today is about the war that we're in, the battle that we're experiencing right now, the killings that are taking place in our community, the behavior patterns of our children and our people in our community, Muslims, Christians, Jews, all of us. We got some problems here. So that's one. And ask a question.
And we're going to take a question from the Internet that was asked last week. And the young lady, I think I told you about this young lady who said, why is it if those people who are not taking some of the things that you talk about, how are they so intelligent and how are they able to function normally and other people can't? Excellent question. Excellent question. Now, I'm not saying at some point in time you're not going to need what we're talking about because eventually things that you're doing are going to catch up with you, especially if you're not eating right, even though you're functional right now. Don't necessarily mean you go to bed one night and wake up with cancer. Go to bed one night and wake up with prostate cancer. Go to bed one night and have diabetes. It don't matter. So if you can answer that question for this young, she's 19 years old, one of my students in my class. And, I'll be doing the question.
Absolutely.
You
know, Brother Rashid.
I'm not going to answer.
Yeah, you know, when people are sick and they compare themselves not with the best, people who are disease-free, They compare themselves with somebody almost just on their level.
Right.
So there are people on this planet who might live to be 100 years old. But the question is, if they had centimetry and were using centimetry, how long could they live?
Wow.
That's the question.
Wow.
If they made it to 100 on their own without symptomatic signs, without the knowledge of symptomatic signs, how long would they live with the knowledge of symptomatic signs? That would be my question. So let's elevate this thing to optimal health. Did the person optimize their health? Do they have any diseases at all? That's the question. Those diseases just might not have manifest themselves yet because they're producing enzyme at that point. They're producing enzyme. Health is all about enzyme. Without enzyme, health denied. Why we need enzyme? Right. We need enzyme for the cell to divide, not only enzyme to digest our food. We need ancillary enzyme to help repair and maintain the body, to remove debris, for the cells to divide, to speed up the production of acetylcholine so the person can make excellent decision. That person, whenever they got sick from eating something, they never ate it again. They are the exception. Mm-hmm. Most people are not like that. So why compare ourselves to the exception, Brother Rashid? Why should we do that?
Right. I understand.
And that's what most people try to do. They pull out the exception. So look at this one. Look at this one. But most of the people, 99.9%, already said that only 1% of the children born in this world are healthy.
Right.
The Almighty going to always put an exception in front of us. There are always exceptions in nature.
Right.
For that reason, to let us know the possibilities of things. That's why the exception exists. But we have to look at the bigger picture. Most of us are unhealthy. Most of us are obese. Most of us are dying too soon. We depend on drugs. We ignore ourselves, and we depend on drugs. Optimal health is the natural ability for all our body parts to resist diseases. We have the potential to resist diseases. Matter of fact, we already have said that having a disease is not normal because a disease is abnormalcy. How much sense does that make? We're not supposed to have the disease in the first place. It is because we make mistakes. Maybe those people are making fewer mistakes. And they're looking at the people of the past, and they're correcting their mistakes. That's what we're supposed to be doing, Brother Rashid.
Right.
Making fewer mistakes. Learning from my ancestors, learning from my mother, learning from my father, learning from their grandparents, learning from our teachers. Are we doing that? No, we are here repeating the same thing that they did and expect a different result. That's why we are stuck in this dungeon.
Okay. Well,
so those people are the exception.
Yes, sir. I have a question here. You know, as we sit here and we discuss the different types of animal breeding in this country and animals being fed and grass that they're eating, we know this thing called kosher and halal.
Yeah.
And it's incumbent upon us as a group of people to get busy with our black farmers,
Absolutely. Get
busy with our knowledge base, and begin to grow our own food because you don't know what. If you're going to a grocery store, if you walk into, you don't know what you're eating. And I know people, oh man, we can't eat nothing. Nobody said you couldn't eat nothing. We have to cook our food in a different way. So give us a, because you know a lot of people, well, I eat turkey bacon, I eat turkey breast. Well, if you get that stuff out of these stores that I know about, you're not eating no turkey anything. You know, you're eating some pressed mess, because that's not
You don't
turkey.
Know what it is, Brother Rashid. You're absolutely correct.
That's not roast beef. And they already told you they have a modified pork that look like beef, and you thinking, I don't eat no pork. Man, what you talking about? And you should have eaten pork all day long, don't even realize. We
it's amazing what they do.
In this country, sometimes people think you're talking about somebody, but the powers that be, these money mongrels who have capitalized the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, the economic industry, the educational industry, the political industry, and you know what? This food production, they're talking about we're running out of food. No, you're not. You just can't grow anything anymore that has anything in it that's going to help somebody. Everybody's greedy. Everybody's greedy. Nobody wants to do the right thing, and that's what it's required.
Let's do the
That's what's required.
So we can start right here with ourselves, be cognizant of what's taking place in our own personal lives, and be careful about what you consume. That's all I can say. I can't tell you what to eat, but you better know what it is that you eat. That's for sure. You better know and understand what it is that you're eating because, you know, we're dying. And then here's the real problem. I say this every week, Brother Abdul. Your babies depend on you to stay healthy. And you giving them cereal. Now, I didn't talk about the cereal.
No, all of it has toxic metal in it. All of it.
And we send out straight to the brain. I would say 75% of the people in this country send their 4-, 5-, and 3-year-old kids to school after eating cereal, honey buns, cookies, candy. And you got to tell us about candy. This is one thing that really got me, bro. When I found out what was in candy, go ahead. I'm going to shut up. Tell us.
No, man, you're doing fine. I stopped eating candy over 10 years ago. I can't handle it. No.
Man.
When I find out what was in that stuff and what it does to you, no.
But when I heard what was in candy, that flavoring, what is it called, brother? Talk to me.
Oh, the FDNC dye number 3, number 2, blue dye number 3 and 2, and all that kind of stuff. Have nerve to have FDNC on there.
Yes, sir, man. I'll tell you. So, these juices and fruits and things that we're talking about tonight, we don't even realize what's taking place, and we have no problem giving that nasty milk and some cereal to our children, shove until you get ready to go to school. And you sit
right.
School
something
learn
they
what?
Shouldn't be drinking in the first place.
What are they about to learn?
Nothing.
You gave them stuff. You know, then you wonder when they come home and don't know anything. He's slow. He's not slow. He's sick. You did
exactly.
It to him. Wow, man, I tell you, it's amazing.
The brain
brother.
Is impoverished, Brother Rashid. A child 3 years old has run out of acetylcholine for thinking. 3 years old has run out of acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter. And now that child cannot think, cannot learn, cannot understand, cannot speak.
What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
What did you do to him? And what did you allow him to go to school to eat? Milk? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Milk. Everybody should just go in the refrigerator right now.
Protein and dump it out.
Take that milk and pour it down the sink. If you only knew what was in that milk, you would never drink it again. You know what? Let me say this.
And you don't need
milk. I really think people, when I send these blasts out to everyone to come online to hear about this and hear about that, I think we scare people to the point that they don't want to know.
No, they don't.
They
we do scare
don't
them.
Want, so you would rather sit at home, keep giving your baby poison, instead of listening to what we have to say and try to change your life.
Yeah, they the truth. Really ignore
so
the truth, and like it's going
to
just go away. Not going away.
You know,
it's going to get worse
amazing.
If we don't do something about it.
It's truly amazing. It truly is. You know, the codfish that comes from overseas, the tuna that comes from overseas, the salmon that comes from overseas, you know, the trout, the wild tilapia that comes from overseas. We don't know what we eat. And what are they doing to preserve it in its travel from China to the United States of America? How is it staying healthy? How is it staying free from bacteria and microbes?
Absolutely.
I mean you don't get it over here in one day, that's for sure.
then you have to store it. But the cans is something that I have a problem with, all canned goods, because I understand cans have lead in them and metal.
Yes.
And when you put that can opener in it, fine little, you know, little metals fall right
particles.
Into the juices.
Yeah,
little
the particles.
I used to say, where does stuff go? Because I know it's some fine particles somewhere. It's right there in the food. We don't even drain it. We don't know how to drain it. Matter of fact, we shouldn't even be eating half the stuff in the can anyway. But, you know,
exactly.
It's the way life is. It's the way life is. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer, and Abdul Shaheed from American School of Scientology out of Atlanta, Georgia, and the School of Scientology is in Chicago. And those of you who are on the line and who are listening to what we have to talk about, this has to do with you. The science of you, and your health, your family's health, your community health. If you have a love and care and understanding about real life, want to help somebody, don't know what bioengineered foods are, steroids in the chicken, genetically modified crops. Go get your can of chicken noodle soup and just read the ingredients on the back of a can of chicken noodle soup. And they tell you that it is genetically modified crops that's included, and also GMO seeds, where it's been bioengineered to look like noodles. It don't taste like noodles. And the preservatives and the salt that's in them is deadly. It's deadly. So, what about Abdul?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that nervous system. And once it's infected, what happens to our brain? What happens to our whole circulatory and lymphatic situation and circumstance? That tell us the importance of the nervous system. Fear, anger, fear that I'm going to get the coronavirus, anxiety, negative thoughts. What does that do to our nervous system? And it can show the connection of what this is all about, if you don't mind.
There definitely is a connection, Brother Rashid. And sometimes you make these connections. It is called a correlation diagnosis. This is what a trained doctor sometimes uses. That's the connection between the food, the air, the water, and the person's disease.
What was that? Correlation. What
it
now?
Is called
diagnosis.
Correlation diagnosis. To make use of the person's mind, the human mind is more capable than any man-made machine, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
More capable any man-made machine. They got to think of that. Artificial intelligence is better than what God produced. They got to believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
The human mind, the Almighty created, no machine can replace it.
Mm.
So sometimes to make use of the human mind in correlation diagnosis to make connection between the food, the air, and the water the person is eating or exposed to and their disease.
Mm-hmm.
So because there'll be garbage in the child's blood that came from the mother, there are consequences or symptoms, and these consequences will manifest as mental illness due to impaired neuronal connectivity. What blocks neuronal connectivity? What blocks them? We already mentioned it is the garbage of the blood impurities. And here are some symptoms that would indicate neuronal disconnect. Just follow these symptoms. These are some symptoms, and we find them in children. And this would let the parent know that something needs to happen with the child in order to nourish their brain, because they're on a paradigm of mental illness. Number one is bedwetting. Bedwetting. This happens when the mind loses control of the bladder and the bladder sphincter is malfunctioning. Number two, thumb sucking. We take these things lightly. We take these behavior lightly. Don't do it. There's a reason for everything, every behavior. And these are indications based on symptomatic science research. Nail biting, picking the nose, picking clothes, picking lips, lip chewing. People chew their lips. They chew their fingernails. These are indications, Brother Rashid.
Mm.
Poor muscle response, as the skeletal muscle failed to respond to the command coming from the brain. Slow in learning to talk. You have children? Slow in learning to talk? Mental illness not far away. Indifferent. The child just want to talk back to you every time you try to correct them. They're indifferent. Vacant look. The mind is blank. You can look at them. The mind is not there. Cannot produce ideas or cannot even think. You ask a child a simple question. They can't even think, give you the answer. So we have to do something, parents. We just can't let that go on. Something is wrong. There's a disconnect. Neuronal disconnectivity. This is what we're talking about. These are signs that say that you are having a person that's going to have mental illness problems. Why wait till they get a grown-up? Why wait for them to become a grown-up? Then you try to do something. No, we can do something today. We have symptometry now. We know exactly what to do. We know how to nourish the brain, remove the blood impurity. We have what it takes to do that. Symptometry expert is doing that. But since the doctor that you know and the psychiatrist and psychology, you know, they keep lying to you like they know how to do something when they don't. They haven't done it yet. Number 11, they drop glasses. They drop plates. They frequently drop whatever they're holding in their hands. Number 12, has fixed ideas resulting in stubbornness, also known as obstinance and stupidity. You know, I hope this just doesn't sound harsh. We're trying to prepare parents to analyze their children and figure out what's going on with them. Neuronal disconnect. Something happened in their brain. You can pretend like it's not there if you want. Won't eat or speak sometimes. You can't you can't force these children to eat. And surely you ask them a question, you can't force them to speak either.
Right.
They answer questions in a confused manner. Something's wrong. And you send them to school. And you think the school going to do something about it? No, they're going to put them in that special class. We already know where that goes. And then they set up to become criminals. We criminalize mental illness, Brother Rashid, in this country. Our children would be set up to become criminals. This is what we see every day. Number 15, delusions. They see images that nobody else sees. They hear things that nobody else hears. They see the devil. They talk to dead people. All these things happen. 16, feeling insecure. Many of our children, they just feel insecure at home. They're insecure, Brother Rashid, at home. They don't feel safe. And they try to escape from home. The tendency to run away. Homesickness. You know, our young girls, they have their first period. And they're sad from that point on. Nobody sit down and explain to them about life until it's too late.
Right.
There's no father in their life most of the time to show the expression of love to them. They never had a man in their home to share that with them. So the first journey come along with nice sounding words, they get taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
We have to face these realities, Brother Rashid.
You know,
we have children that just sit and they say nothing. They don't talk to anyone. They don't answer any question. And we think that's normal. All those things are indication that the three nervous systems have been contaminated, Brother Rashid. Dirty blood, blood impurities will infiltrate and contaminate the three nervous systems. After contaminating them, the nerves in the autonomic, peripheral, and the central nervous system was called all kind of ailments, none of which can be detected with electrodiagnosis machine. Those fancy machines that they have in the doctor's office, they can't detect any of these things I'm talking to you about. And they rely upon them. They only detect about 25% of what the doctor is looking for. 75% will escape them. because they're not using their mind and their brain. They're using these machines. You think these people can create a machine better than the human mind that Almighty God created? No, they can't. We give them too much credit. They can't do it. There are all kinds of situations that are going on with our children. There are people who urinate every 30 minutes to an hour, especially at night. Mm-hmm. Can a physician use electrodiagnosis to pinpoint the cause of their frequent urination? No, they can't. A person cannot sleep. Can a physician explain and use that electrodiagnosis machine to pinpoint the cause of insomnia, poor sleep, or light sleep? They can't, brother and sister. Can a person that has narcolepsy, that sleep all the time, sleep 12 hours a day, they feel sleepy all the time? Can a physician explain with these machines, electrodiagnosis machine, pinpoint the cause of narcolepsy? No, they cannot, Brother Rashid. You already know. They can't detect why a person have a headache. They don't have a machine to detect a person's headache. They don't have those machines, Brother Rashid. Okay. A teenage girl is extremely irritable when she's on her period.
Mm-hmm.
Can a gynecologist use an electrodiagnosis machine to explain why the young girl is extremely irritable during her period? I can go on and on and on. No, they can't.
Yes, sir.
A young man have a nagging migraine for years. You go to the neurologist. You use the electrodiagnosis machine. He would never find the underlying cause of migraine. But still, we go to these people, Brother Rashid. I'm not downing them. There are a place for them.
Right.
And that's over 3,000 ailments that make electrodiagnosis worthless. Because they got those fancy machines, it gives the illusion that they're doing something to help us. Well, one person is telling you that is not the case.
That word you use, illusion, in almost every aspect of our lives, not just so much in the medical field, in the economic field, in the educational field, in the political field, we have this illusion that there's something different or special in our inability to process information. It gives us the illusion that this is something bigger and better, and it's really nothing. When
you
go to the
from
dimension
the very
that
beginning,
your brain,
Brother Rashid, you've been fooled.
the dimension that you would go to. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam and Abdul Shaheed. And our subject matter today was the war. We talk about family. What do you think is wrong? We talked about all the killings that are taking place. We're talking about all the bad food and food coming from overseas and food that's being produced here. We talk about pharmaceuticals. We talk about all those things that's causing our brains to be dysfunctional, our bodies to be dysfunctional, and therefore we're walking around with a dead state of being. So that word human being, what does it mean to you? Are you being human? Are you being human? And we also talk about the one key element here. 20 years from now, I want you guys to pay attention to what I'm saying. 20 to 25 years from now, are we going to be here ethically? We already talked about the subprime replacement theory and rate, and we already know if our women don't produce 2.1 children to the age of 15, that we will not be here. What are we talking about, Brother Abdul? I mean, I just don't get it. And then look at all these factors, from food to abortion to AIDS to heart disease, cancer, all these prison reentry, drugs, diabetes, HIV, all these mass shootings. 52%, again, ladies and gentlemen, 52% of all homicides are us killing us.
Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
The fact of the matter is this, Brother Rashid. The system is doing exactly what it's been created and designed to do.
Yes. Yes.
This is what we must realize. There's a system in place. Yes. And it's doing exactly what it's been created and designed to do.
Yeah, it goes back to that question I asked earlier. Are you being tricked? If you are, do you really know what the trick is? We can talk. Yeah, anybody tricking me? Well, evidently, we've been tricked.
Here's a statement, Brother Rashid. I have a statement. Psychiatrists have asserted themselves as the authority on mental illness, on mental health. They have asserted themselves. Have they ever cured or prevented mental illness?
Nope. They have not.
Then the world is getting worse and worse off. Pretty soon, nobody will be able to go outside, Brother Rashid. Pretty soon. It would be at an epidemic level where no one would be able to go outside.
They have movies out right now.
They have not cured or prevented mental illness.
They have movies out right now, brother.
Yes.
You know, you can turn on that TV, you can see right now what it's going to be like 5-10 years from now. You can see it coming. Here's everybody. Here's a man. Here's a man who's the president of the United States. Lied to everybody. They documented 34,000 lies in 4 years, and you still believe him?
They're
telling you this man has literally outright lied 34,000 times that we know about in public, and you
in
say
public.
He's the best president we ever had. He's lying to us right now.
Say.
But you're going to steal some documents and say, I'm entitled to these documents. Crazy man. And we still want him to
it's
be
amazing.
President. If he's going to jail, we still want him to be president.
Said.
Yes, you got it.
Half the country believe him.
So we know this mental illness is a problem. This subject matter today was the war. The subject matter today was what do we do in this battle? How do we continue to exist? And we want you. We want your input. You know, press one. What do you think is necessary? What do you think we need to do? What input do you have to save your family? Do you love your daughters and your sons? Do you love your grandchildren? Do you love your family members? Do you really love them, or do you know what love is? Like a long time when I lost my mother when I was 14 years old, I never want to tell a woman I love her. Because I didn't want to have that feeling again. That was my trauma. It took
exactly.
me 10 years to even recognize
to
that I was traumatized.
Yes.
I didn't even know. Until my grandmother, my auntie told me, brother, you let your mother go. I said, what are you talking about, auntie? You haven't let your mother go. Because feeling
absolutely.
The pain that hurt, I did not. So my nervous system was really screwed up. Give me the first attention. I was traumatized until I was 28 years old.
We all
and
have been traumatized, Brother Rashid. Yes.
That's it.
The trauma that we have experienced makes matters worse.
Let me go with that nervous system again. We have a hand raised here, Brother Abdul.
Yes, sir.
You know, just 1 second. Did she just drop? Yes, she did. She just dropped out. Oh, here you go. We had 111. 111. Please say your name. Tell us what you're calling from. The mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got to learn, Sister Amina.
I was not going to call in.
You couldn't help yourself,
right?
I know.
But I was compelled to at least respond to all of the, you know, the situations that we currently are in this society, you know, with everything that's going on. But what I wanted to mention is that, you know, what we also have to realize is that, and those that are conscious or a little bit paying attention, you know, to what is going on. We're being, not only have we been socially engineered, but, you know, with everything that has occurred, you know, we've been lied to by these people who are policymakers or so-called policymakers. And, you know, their criminal behavior has been it's been supported by those that make the laws and all of that, the people in government. You got the politicians, and then you have these World Health Organizations, CDCs, and all these other NIH and all of them. You know, now they're finally being exposed for really not looking at the well-being or the looking out for the public. They really are. All of them have pretty much been in bed with Big Pharma. But the thing that's really a wake-up call for the public and everybody that is willing to finally see, and a lot of people are, is that, you know, they're trying to kill off people because they're steady creating more shots to try to inject babies at the beginning, and pregnant women, and elderly people, you know, and then you have the police brutality that has not stopped. It's still so. What do we do about that? Where we're going to have to outright physically fight these people because they're trying to still force the whole world to take experimental things from birth to old age. I mean, there's still there's plans in place again to create some more, not only shots, but there's pandemics being planned. You know, now they're trying to do it through climate change and through the environment and everything else to shut down produce shutdowns again. So we have to deal with those people that are trying to force tyranny on the society as well. We talk about, you know, they claim to be, we're in a democracy, but they're trying to bring about tyranny. So we have to address that too, and the fact that, you know, everything is always put on the mother about what's going on with the young people. But what about the fathers? These fathers need to step up too. All these fathers that, you know, they're chaotic eating, and, you know, they're drinking and getting high and hooked on pornography and strip clubs and everything else, you know, and not setting the good example for their children. I mean, this is rampant. Like, no matter what income they're in, this is what's going on as well. And then you have the mental health industry who still, really, they should be shut down because the model of mental health in this country is based on a bunch of mad scientists. That's what they are, experimenting on people. So I'll hang up and listen. Salamu alaikum.
Thank you so very much. You're absolutely correct. Nobody can deny what you said.
That's their politics. Once again, see, that's what I'm saying. The politics, the economics, the education, the social environment, it's all incorporated into one. And the name of the game is, can I control you? Do I have the power? Do I have the situation, circumstances that puts you in a poverty state of thinking? And we have to get out of that. We're going to have to. You know, so here, you know, the odd books say, let a small band stand up for what is right and put down what is wrong. That influence, we don't know the power of God. That influence would take us, you know, to levels that we never thought about before. We just don't realize that until we come together and work together, and then we recognize the demise of the family unit, it's gone. Not only just in our community, but throughout the community. You know, other ethnic groups are doing well. But the European and African-American community, that family unit is gone. You got husband and wife fighting each other without Republican or Democrat. And no, neither one makes any sense. You know, is it right or wrong? Yes or no? If, ands, and buts, those are words they put in the dictionary to confuse you. There is no definition for the word if, and, or but. But we use them in our vocabulary, and it confuses us even more. Brother Abdul, we're going to give the listening audience the opportunity to press one on your phone, and we're going to start winding down. We have about 10 minutes left, so we want you to give your closing remarks and also let people know how to reach you. Won't you take a few minutes and give your closing remarks and then tell everyone in the listening audience. So if anyone have anything to say, press 1 on your phone. Right now, don't wait till 2 minutes to go to ask this question. Push. You have an opportunity right now to press 1. Just call a brother. Let's push 1 and just say, get a brother to greet. Say thanks for the show. Anyone who's in the queue right now, just want to give the brother a greet for the outstanding information that he always performs for us every Tuesday here on IWDM Radio. And we just try to make this thing simple. Family, our community, we are in a war. And you're going to have to accept this. You can't get around it. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what you think you know. I don't care how many books you read. We are in a battle for our lives. Our children are out here all by themselves, not knowing that somebody may blow their brains out just by walking by because you look at them wrong. It's crazy. It really is crazy. So those of you who have a question or have some input, please press 1. If not, but I do. I'm dropping
yes,
the mic before it closes out.
Absolutely. We thank you so very much, Brother Rashid, for engineering and hosting the program, The Signs of Health in You. You know, we've talked about these blood imperatives, but there's plenty of hope and plenty of help for us. We have symptomatic signs. There are 4 ways to remove these blood imperatives from the person's blood, and we have to keep reducing them. This is part of the maintenance and the upkeep. This is what we want to leave the audience with. Symptometer has the method to remove these blood imperatives, toxic metal, the toxic from microbes, All of these things. But we can't expect somebody else to do it for us. We have to take charge of our own health, and we have to save ourselves. One process is called ionization. Ionization is a process involved heating ions or metal, such as mercury, iron, nickel, copper, calcium, and acid ion, to break the covalent bond of chemicals. Ionic bonds, hydrogen bonds that bind unsavory spices together, that bind poison, halogen, toxic compound, venom. It breaks the bond on these things so they do us no harm. It is called ionization, a method to use heat to heat ions or metals that we've already mentioned. We're taking these things and reversing them and using it to help us rather than to hinder ourselves. Another process is called hydrolysis. Hydrolysis is the process involving producing ancillary enzymes to continuously add water to bonds. Everything is made of bonds. That's atoms combined together with bonds, and these bonds must be broken. We use water to an extent that it would disintegrate these bonds, enabling the smooth flow of oxygenated blood to resume. Everywhere, to every nook and cranny, oxygenated blood must resume to get to every part of our body, so our cell will have the resources and the nutrients that they need to restore our health, to reverse every disease. Number 3. Oxidation is another method that can be used to reduce blood impurity and remove concretion, calcali, stones, gravel, sand, all these things from our body. The process involving applying heat to oxygen, which then in turn burns away bonds, entanglement, engorgement, and blockages in the blood vessels, allowing for the flow of oxygenated blood to resume to all of the nooks and crannies of our body and for granulation to take place. What is granulation? It is the process of our RNA, the ribosome RNA in particular, to collect all of the resources to stitch protein granule together to rebuild every part of our body, every part of our body. Number four, the last process called electrolyte dissociation. The process involves heating electrolytes, that's eight of them, heating them, which in turn use electrical energy to dissolve the bond, to break the blockages in order for oxygenated blood to circulate again everywhere in our body, every nook and cranny, including to our brain, for brain nourishment. Brother Rashid, those are the four methods that Syntomager has devised to remove blood impurities that circulate and cause 99% of all human diseases. It's circulating in our blood. This is the problem. So we hope people now understand that we have a method to improve our health, to optimize our health. We have scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet. We are capable of doing everything to take care of ourselves. Everything. And we need to depend on each other. We need to depend on ourselves. We need to do for self. This is what must be done, Brother Rashid. Unless anyone has any questions, we'll give our contact information.
Okay.
And because I know it's getting close to our exit.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes left.
So if you have a need to contact us, Brother Rashid, we're going to give our contact information. Feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. For those who don't know it, we are certified Syntomager health coaches on the way to be a doctor of Syntomager at the American School of Syntomager. We need students. We need more young people to become students of Syntometry, symptomatic science, so we can do our own research, brother and sister. We are the best researcher. We are the best ones who have been prepared for this work. And this is part of our effort to rebuild the world, to remake the world. This is what we have to do. We start with ourselves first. So if you have a need to contact us, you have our phone number. Our email address is ashaheed2@gmail.com. Also, we have a program on AM360 every Monday called Optimal Health. Please join us by dialing into 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Optimal Health every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, please join us every Saturday and Sunday morning on a program called Morning Tylene. Morning Tylene, brothers and sisters. We speak more about health and optimal health, why people are sick. You can join us by dialing into 267-876-3648. Passcode is 289-2322#. Brother Rashid, we want to encourage everyone to go to the American School of Syntomatry website. The website is amsos.org, amsos.org. Please go there. Read the article. Click on article. And some of the articles are the best solution to the mental illness crisis in the world. Please go there, brother and sister. Check out these articles. The danger of eating raw plants. The danger of eating raw plant. Please read the article. You can't complain to no one. We have to become more knowledgeable. The downside of vinegar. Go there. Read these articles. And they just go on and on and on. Knowing a lot more about our heart. How to take care of our heart. No heart doctor is going to tell you what you need to do. What our responsibility. And why symptomatic science. There's an article there about why symptomatic signs. You go to the doctor, you do that blood analysis, you have all those different numbers there, you don't know what they mean, bring them to symptometry. We explain what must be done, what needs to be done to restore your health. Every disease is curable. There's no disease that's incurable. It's up to the person that has it. Will determine whether their disease become cured or incurable, the person that has the disease. So, Brother Rashid, I think that's about it. So okay. We'd like to thank you for allowing us to share the information of symptomatic signs called symptometry. And there's a lot more that we have to share, so we look forward to another episode of The Science of Health and You on next week. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. So with that, we close out tonight's show. We give you no more peace to children. Thank you again. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. This is Clark Central, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The Science of Health and You.
Thank you.